This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Not just any old health plan gets to put itself up for sale through Obamacare. The Department of Health and Human Services is currently looking through the candidates as if they were college applications, looking at which health plans are up to snuff under the complex rules of the Affordable Care Act, ACA. And some groups are objecting to subtle details in the plans that could have some not-so-subtle effects. For instance, advocates and some patients say insurers are designing some of their benefits to drive away people with pre-existing conditions. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Sarah Truman wakes up every day in Portland, Oregon, and sorts through her stockpile of pills.
This is 9 of them that I take in the morning. I take 9 plus 6 is 15, 16, 17. I take 17 pills a day without... I take 17 pills a day on a good day.
Truman has psoriasis, the autoimmune disorder that causes flaky and scaly skin, but she also has psoriatic arthritis, a related condition that causes extremely painful joint swelling. Even under her Obamacare plan, she still spends hundreds each month in copays. That's actually an improvement. But one crucial intravenous medication, a type of chemotherapy, costs more than a copay.
That right now is $15,000 a month, and that is treated as a coinsurance, not a copay.
Truman has 20% coinsurance, so she pays 20% of the cost, $3,000 a month. Even though she has a well-paying job, she still has to go to food banks to afford her kids' food. Advocates say plans like hers force patients to either pay very high costs or find a different plan, which undermines the purpose of the Affordable Care Act.
We found that a full 1 in 4 plans were practicing what we called adverse tiering.
Douglas Jacobs is a master's student in public health at Harvard. He surveyed how plans priced their drugs. It's adverse tiering if all the drugs you need for your condition are prohibitively expensive under that plan.
The whole purpose of the Affordable Care Act was to distribute risk in a way that made healthcare affordable to individuals who couldn't get to it before the Affordable Care Act was passed.
And the clearest-cut example of adverse tiering was found in Florida by the AIDS Institute. Carl Schmidt is their VP of policy.
There are discrimination protections in the ACA, and they're trying to get around those.
The AIDS Institute says it is discrimination because some Florida plans put all HIV medications into the highest tier, even generics. Schmidt says it's a tiny nudge to keep expensive groups of people away from those plans. His foundation objected and sent a letter to the Obama administration.
The administration has said that this is discrimination. Now we need them to enforce the law.
They also complained to Florida's insurance regulator, and eventually insurers there placed some HIV meds into cheaper tiers. The insurers declined to comment on pending legal matters. The Department of Health and Human Services is reviewing whether this kind of drug pricing is discrimination on the basis of pre-existing conditions. Their ruling should apply by next year's open enrollment. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.